Best practices for cleaner fish tank water. When it comes to best practices for improving water quality in fish tanks, you're in the right place. Keeping your fish happy and healthy means having clean and clear water. You'll discover essential steps to master the filtration system, the importance of regular water changes, and how to control algae growth effectively. You'll also learn about the cycling process that helps your tank thrive. Let's dive in and help you create a sparkling underwater world for your finned friends. Essential steps for cleaner fish tank water. Understanding the fish tank filtration system. Your fish tank's filtration system is the heart of your aquarium, keeping the water clean and healthy for your fish. There are three main types of filtration. 1. Mechanical filtration, removes debris and dirt from the water. 2. Biological filtration, uses beneficial bacteria to break down fish waste and harmful substances. 3. Chemical filtration, removes toxins and impurities using special materials. Knowing how each type works helps you maintain a cleaner tank. Regularly check and clean your filters as needed. A well-functioning filtration system is key to a happy and healthy aquarium. The importance of regular water changes. Changing your tank water is one of the most important practices for improving water quality in fish tanks. Over time, waste, uneaten food, and harmful chemicals build up in the water, leading to stress and illness for your fish. By changing the water regularly, you help keep the environment fresh and safe. It's like giving your fish a breath of fresh air. How often should you change your aquarium water? Here's a simple guide to follow. Less than 10 gallons, every week, 20 to 30%. 10 to 20 gallons, every 2 weeks, 20 to 30%. More than 20 gallons, once a month, 15 to 25%. These are general guidelines. The specific needs of your tank may vary based on fish type, tank size, and filtration system. Always monitor your water quality. If it looks cloudy or smells bad, it's time for a change. Best practices for reducing fish tank algae. Natural water treatments for fish. Keeping your fish tank clean and healthy is key. One way to do this is by using natural water treatments. These treatments can help fight algae without harming your fish. Here are some effective options. 1. Live plants. They absorb excess nutrients that algae thrive on and provide shelter for your fish. 2. Beneficial bacteria. Introduce beneficial bacteria to break down waste and reduce algae growth. You can find these in local pet store products. 3. Barley straw. Place barley straw in a mesh bag and float it in your tank. As it decomposes, it releases substances that help control algae growth. Tips for maintaining aquarium water clarity. A crystal clear tank is a happy home for your fish. Here are some tips to keep your aquarium water clear. 1. Regular water changes. Change 10 to 15% of the water weekly to remove waste and keep the water fresh. 2. Use a quality filter. A good filter removes debris and keeps the water clean. Clean or replace the filter media regularly. 3. Avoid overfeeding. Feed your fish only what they can eat in a few minutes. Leftover food can rot and cause algae bloom. Effective ways to control algae growth in your tank. Controlling algae is essential for a healthy aquarium. Here are some practical ways to keep it in check. 1. Limit light exposure. Reduce the amount of light your tank gets. Too much light can lead to algae growth. Aim for 8 to 10 hours of light daily. 2. Monitor nutrient levels. Check levels of nitrates and phosphates. High levels can fuel algae. Use test kits to keep track. 3. Add algae-eating fish. Consider adding fish like otocinclas or Siamese algae eaters. They help keep algae under control. By following these best practices for improving water quality in fish tanks, you can create a clean and vibrant environment for your fish. Remember, a little effort goes a long way in maintaining the beauty of your aquarium. The fish tank cycling process explained why cycling is crucial for water quality. Cycling your fish tank is like preparing a cozy home for your aquatic friends. Without cycling, the water can become toxic, making it unsafe for your fish. Cycling builds up beneficial bacteria that help break down harmful waste, which is essential for maintaining good water quality. Think of it as creating a healthy environment where your fish can thrive. Steps to successfully cycle your aquarium. Cycling your aquarium involves a few simple steps. 1. Set up your tank. Fill your tank with water and add a filter and heater. 2. Add ammonia. Use fish food or pure ammonia to kickstart the process. 3. Test the water. Use a test kit to check ammonia, nitrite, and nitrate levels. 4. Wait. This process can take 4 to 6 weeks. Patience is key. 5. Add fish. Once ammonia and nitrite levels drop to zero, it's safe to add fish. Here's a quick table to help you understand the cycling timeline. Ammonia spike. Increase in ammonia levels, 1 to 2 weeks. Nitrite spike. Increase in nitrite levels, 2 to 4 weeks. Nitrate rise. Nitrate levels increase after nitrite drop. Signs that your fish tank is properly cycled. You'll know your tank is cycled when you see these signs. 1. Ammonia and nitrite levels are zero. This means the bacteria are doing their job. 2. Nitrate levels rise. This is a good sign. It shows that the cycle is complete. 3. Table water parameters. Consistent readings over a week indicate a healthy system. When you see these signs, you can feel confident that your fish will have a safe and clean home.